Voiceland. We're the Babes, Beth, Dana, Diana, Erica, and Terry. We hope you enjoy this adventure. Coming up next is another script written by Dana Wall Oakley. Hey, that's me.
Ooh, wow.
It's another installment. We love these scripts of how food feels. This one is chewing gum.
Man, Roxanne, whoo, does your breath stink?
Gee, thanks a lot, Stephanie. It was probably that onion and ketchup sandwich I had for lunch.
Sheesh! You need to keep a toothbrush in your drawer if you're going to have stuff like that for lunch. You reek.
I suppose so. But it's so much easier to just chew a piece of gum.
Does that work?
Well, yeah. This one has flavor crystals. It's a burst of freshy, minty goodness in my mouth.
Hey, can I have a piece too?
Sure. Why not? Here you go. A brand new piece from the pack.
Phew. I thought I'd be stuck in that pack with the other pieces of gum forever. We might be minty, but it was quite stuffy in there. Oh, my. The wrapper coming off sure feels good. I wonder what happens now.
You idiot. You don't want to go in there. You'll come out a mangled mess.
What? No, wait. What? What's this big open thing with a long pink mattress in it?
Oh, it's a mouth and a tongue. See the white things?
Yeah.
Well, those are teeth. They're going to chew you up and spit you out.
What? But why? I'm so delicious. Why would someone do that?
Well, that's why. You're too delicious.
Say it ain't so. Oh, no. Here I go. She folded me in half. Ooh, this tongue is squishy.
Yikes. Here I go, too.
This gum is delicious.
Yes, isn't it? It's my favorite. Pineapple, mint flavor, burst, time, exultation, and adventure with every chew.
What an interesting combination.
Ouch.
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 Oh, ouch.
Ouch.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch. Ouch.
It seems as if my mouth is on a Caribbean journey and I never want to stop.
See why it's my favorite?
Ouch.
Oh, make it stop.
Ouch.
Make it stop.
Ouch.
Make it stop.
Ouch. I'm getting softer. Is it almost over?
Oh.
Please tell me that it's almost over.
Can you feel your flavor crystals dissolving?
Hey, yeah. They are dissolving. I feel kind of minty. I feel minty, oh so minty. I feel minty and sticky and wet.
Oh, you're insane. Then yes, it's almost over. Thank goodness. When the flavor crystals are gone, well, there's no flavor left. And out you go. The people don't usually keep chewing once the flavor's gone.
As horrible and painful as this has been, it actually feels pretty good. By the way, how on earth do you know all this? Aren't you a new piece of gum, too? You sat right next to me in the pack.
Well, actually, no. I'm recycled. I've been through this before.
Yuck! Really? How gross.
Well, that didn't last long. The flavor is gone. Oh, well, at least your onion breath is gone.
Gee, thanks. And you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, thanks. And please don't bring onion and ketchup sandwiches to lunch anymore, okay?
I can't make any promises.
And now it's time for Our Cool Lives. First up, Dana. What have I been up to lately? Well, we had a great weekend. The hubby and I went to California for a Toastmaster conference. Wow.
How nice.
That was fabulous.
Yeah.
We had a great time. And then on the way home, this is awesome. Before we drove through three different rain showers, we got to stop at the Reagan National Library.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
I've never been.
That man's legacy. Wow. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And they had everything that he did from when he was born all the way up to the end.
Very cool.
Yeah. And they have the best display, the Air Force One.
Wow.
That he used when he was in service.
Did you go
service.
On it?
We did. They let us go in. You get to walk down, see the tiny little cockpit and the galley and where the press sat. Did you know that the press has to pay first class price for their ticket plus a dollar?
Get out of here.
You know what the dollar's for?
What's the dollar for?
The dollar is for their freedom of the press.
Ah,
no freedom at all is there.
Why do they have to pay?
That was that they paid the dollar. Oh, why do they have to pay at all?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Okay.
I don't know.
To help pay for gas.
But I would imagine that they don't have to pay.
Somebody
I would think
out there
that
ask Siri.
Probably their network paid or their newspaper. But yeah, not free. I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool. And then Marine One was there also, the helicopter.
Very cool.
Nice, yeah. Nice, nice.
So we had a fabulous day.
Okay.
Who's next?
Who's next? How about you, Beth?
Me.
Did you have any coolness in your weekend?
Actually, I did have a cool weekend. Grady's family was in. We had a great time. Saturday, we went bowling. Do you know how long it's been since I've been bowling?
How long?
Do tell us.
It's been since like 2007, maybe 2006.
So okay, did you bowl? Brain.
An eternity of practice. But here's the funny part. I'm all, you know, I bring my own bowling ball. So I bring the ball. And I used to have these thumb grippers because my fingers were too small. Now my fingers are too fat.
What?
How do you get too fat for a bowling ball?
Well, you've grown your bowling ball.
And then when I stuck my thumb in the hole, all those grippers are all gooey, you know, like the tape has got all the goo from 10
years. Oh, did you store your bowling ball in the garage?
And I tried to get it out. Yeah, no, it was in my closet, but still, well, maybe it's been in the garage for a while. I don't know. But
so what does it mean? You outgrow your pants, you outgrow your shirt, you outgrow your bowling ball.
Yeah. That's, so I had gooey junk all over the ball, the table,
gross.
My thumb. I tried to get help from the pro shop. The guy had no idea. I mean, he just really didn't help me. So, of course, it would have taken me forever to find a ball to fit my fingers, so I just had to use the gooey bowling ball. And it's rolling down the line, and I see the last piece of tape in there kind of coming out.
Oh, no.
It was hysterical. But it's inspired me. I want to bowl. I want to get back into being on a league. Anybody want to bowl with me?
I will. You know, bowling was my PE in college a really long time ago. No kidding. I, of course, don't have a ball of my own. I'd have to be one of those people that finds one that fits on the rack. But yeah, I'd go bowling with you.
Babes in
bowling.
Bowling land.
Bowling
babes.
Babes
in bowling land.
There you go.
Babes in bowling land.
We're the BBs.
That's awesome.
A spinoff.
Right, well, it's a plan. We're going to bowl. We're going to be on a team.
Well, we're going to have to kind of hold off until two of our five babes get through their surgeries. But
Yes.
Speaking of surgery, Erica.
Yes, that's a very good segue. Good segue, Diana. Yes, I'm not able to have a lot of fun right now due to the fact that I'm in severe pain because I need a hip replacement, something that many baby boomers face. But I can tell you all the fun things that I was not able to do this weekend because there were so many fun things. I had some friends in town and they went karaokeing at Cowboy Karaoke at Bonnie Springs. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yes, it does.
I couldn't go.
Damn hip.
And then they went to Red Rock hiking in the snow on Sunday.
Oh,
so
cool.
Double cool, but I couldn't go.
Damn hip.
And then they went to Hoover Dam and to Boulder City, which is such a nice place to visit. But I couldn't go.
Oh, damn hip.
Exactly. So those are all the fun things that I couldn't do, but I expect to be able to do more fun things later on as soon as I am rehabbed. So until then, you'll find out what I can't do because of my
damn hip.
Exactly. Well,
I promise once your damn hip is fixed, we are going to do extra fun things to make up for all the things you couldn't do that were cool.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, that sounds great. That sounds awesome, and I'm going to hold you all to it, and we have witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
On-air witnesses.
On air.
Diana,
on air.
But we have to hear what your cool week was.
Well, mine was cool, literally and figuratively, because those of us who live in Vegas know that May is very unpredictable.
Yep.
So we had a really hot spike on Thursday, which was 100 degrees. And then Friday, it started to cool off, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. Went and had margaritas. That was really cool on Friday.
Ooh.
And Saturday, we went shopping. I mean, it might sound kind of boring, but we actually went shopping for furniture on Saturday, which is really cool because we're repurposing some of the interior and exterior areas of the house.
Ooh.
So we were looking at patio furniture and family room furniture, and that was really cool. And then Sunday was the coolest day of all because it was my husband's 65th birthday.
Oh.
Yay.
And my husband is like the coolest guy I know. So we actually had a nice day. He went and played golf and I just kind of piddled around the house a little bit. And then we went and had sushi. And it was really cool.
Good.
So that was my cool weekend.
That fish better be cool or you'll get sick.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That sounds marvelous.
Yeah, that sounds so cool. And with that, I think our coolness is just enough that we should take a break.
I think we should go have margaritas now that Diana said it.
Oh, that's cool.
Shut off the mics and go have some margaritas.
Love it.
All right. We'll be right back.
Ooh, ooh,
ready to bring you some comedy skits from the Babes, Bath Safety Month, and Pet Dental Month. Get ready.
It's National Bath Safety Month. I'm headed out into the field to see if the community at large is taking this seriously or not. The most household accidents take place in the bathroom when people don't know basic safety rules. My first stop is my neighbor across the street. I know she likes to take baths, and I want to see how she plans to stay safe in the bathroom. I'm sneaking in the front door and up the stairs to the bathroom. Yep, she's running the bathwater. Let's surprise her. Bonnie, I see you're about to take a bath. What steps did you take to ensure your safety in the bathroom?
You pervert, what in the hell are you doing in here?
We want to see what steps you've taken to stay safe for Bath Safety Month.
Oh, well, as you can see, I have a rug by the tub to prevent slipping when I'm wet after the bath. And in the tub, I have a mat with little sucker thingies that keep me from sliding around while I'm soaking.
Excellent. Bonnie knows how to stay safe in the bath. Thank you, Bonnie.
My pleasure. Now get the hell out of here before I call the police, you freak.
Wonderful. Now let's check in with my boss's son, Jamal. He's 3 years old. I've snuck into my boss's house and found his son, Jamal, by himself in the tub, taking a bath. This is step one on the no-no list for bath safety. No children under four should be left alone in a body of water. Hi, Jamal. How are you?
I'm good. Who are you?
I work for your daddy. Why are you in there alone?
I don't know.
Jamal, do you know bath safety?
Huh?
Bath safety, like keeping your bathtub safe.
Sure, you put water in it so it doesn't dry out, because when it's happy, it won't eat you.
Okay.
And don't forget the submarine so the army men won't get drowned. But Daddy left the water too hot and they melted, so Mr. Tub was unhappy. I didn't want to go in there, but I poured my Kool-Aid in to cool it down, and they liked it that. So we're playing Sink the Torpedo.
Okay, step two on the no-no list. Make sure the water isn't too hot before you get in. Looks like the boss doesn't know bath safety. Stay safe, Jamal. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now we're going to call my mother, Bertha. She's 85 and prone to falling down. Does she know how to stay safe in the bathroom? Let's find out. Ring, ring. Hi, Mom. What you up to?
Oh, just taking a bath. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good, Mom. It's funny that you say bath. We're reporting on Bath Safety Month, and I want to see if you know your bath safety.
Oh, of course I do, sweetie. First, you make sure that the area is clear so you don't fall down. I fell down the other day, and Papa wanted to take me to the doctor's, mm-hmm. but I was okay. Uh-huh. Just had a little bruise on my knee.
Yeah.
It's okay now, but I was concerned that I might have broken my kneecap. Mm-hmm. You know uh-huh. I did that before,
yeah.
and when they put in the new mm-hmm. kneecap, uh-huh. it just didn't seem to sit right, mm-hmm. and it still twinges a bit when the rain is coming.
Okay, Mom, make sure the area is clear. Anything else?
Oh, of course, sweetie. Don't forget to put a rug by the tub mm-hmm. and a mat on the inside. You know I have that nice pink rug that Papa gave me for my 80th birthday. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty and feels good on my feet when uh-huh. I get out of the tub, and there's a new mat on the bottom of the tub because the other one just got plumb wore out and started to pinch my bottom.
TMI! Good, Mom. Put down a rug and a mat. Anything else?
Oh, of course, sweetie. Don't let the water get too hot or you'll boil like a lobster. Like that lobster at that restaurant that Papa took me to that night. I finally got over the hemorrhoid surgery and was feeling so much better. Mm-hmm. The lobster was pretty good, but the broccoli was too tough and my dentures couldn't handle it. I complained to the manager, but all they did was give me a free piece of strawberry cake. Mm-hmm. Now, you know I can't eat strawberries because those seeds get stuck on
my
dentures.
Mama. Okay, Mom, good for you. Sounds like you know all the right steps for staying safe when taking a bath. Well, that's the scoop for National Bath Safety Month. Do you know the safety rules? Are you staying safe in the bath? I hope so. Tune in when we report on Pet Dental Health Month. Do you know how to keep your dog's mouth clean? Hmm? This is Bobby Tucker, tuning out. This is Bobby Tucker again. It's Pet Dental Health Month. I'm headed out into the field to see whether or not the pet-owning community is taking this seriously.
Dental health is important for the health of our pets. Let's check in with my neighbor Bonnie to see if she knows how to take care of her pet's teeth. I'm sneaking in the front door again and up the stairs to the bathroom. Yep, she's running the bath water to give her dog a bath. Let's surprise her again. Bonnie! I see you're about to give your dog a bath. What steps are you taking to ensure your dog's dental health?
You pervert, what in the hell are you doing in here again?
We want to see what steps you've taken to ensure the dental health of your pet.
Oh, well, as you can see, I have a pet dental brush here, and I know how to brush my dog's teeth properly because I asked my vet. I also give my dog a treat designed to clean his teeth and freshen his breath every day.
Excellent! Bonnie knows that regularly brushing your pet's teeth is the most effective thing you can do between professional cleanings. Daily brushing is ideal, but probably not realistic. If you are brushing your pet's teeth at least 3 times a week, you're doing a great job. If you don't know how, ask your veterinarian, like Bonnie here did. They can show you how. Thank you, Bonnie!
My pleasure. Now get the hell out of here again before I call the police. You freak.
Wonderful. Now, let's check in with this random guy on the street walking his gecko. Excuse me, sir. Do you know about pet dental health?
What?
I'm reporter Bobby Tucker, and it is Pet Dental Health Month. I'm checking with random people to see if they know how to maintain their pet's health by keeping their teeth clean.
I have, no idea what you're, talking about,
man. Is that your only pet, sir?
Yeah. This is like my gecko, Gherky.
Gorgeous! And do you keep his teeth clean for maximum pet health?
I don't think geckos have, teeth, dude. You're weird. Let's go, Gherky.
Okay. Now we're going to call my sister Rhonda. She's 56 and has 12 cats, 4 dogs, and 2 chickens. Does she know how to keep them healthy by cleaning their teeth? Let's find out. Ring, ring. Hi, sis. What you up to?
Oh, just getting ready to start on the daily pet toothbrushings. I'm starting with Rexy Dog and Lulu Cat right now. How are you?
I'm good, Rhonda. It's funny that you say that. We're reporting on Pet Dental Health Month, and I wanted to see if you know your pet dental health.
Oh, of course I do, Bobby. You know there are many signs that your pet's health may be failing, and bad teeth is one of them. You should have your pet's teeth checked if they have bad breath, mm-hmm. discolored teeth, uh-huh. reduced appetite, or they drop food, mm-hmm. or if they are bleeding from their mouth, or...
Okay, sis, check for bad teeth. Anything else?
Oh, of course, Bobby. Don't forget to find out how to safely brush your pet's teeth by talking to a veterinarian. If you don't brush safely and the teeth get infected, mm-hmm. a pet in pain could bite you. Mm-hmm. That happened to me once, and the bite got all infected, and I couldn't use my hand for a month. Mm-hmm. You remember that time I had to use my left hand for everything, and you couldn't understand the letter I wrote to you about the chickens?
Good, sis. Talk to your vet. Anything else?
Oh, of course, sweetie. Don't forget that it's not just dogs and cats, but all pets that need proper dental care. I'm sure you don't remember because you couldn't read the letter, but the chickens had that trouble a couple months ago where they wouldn't eat their stones for their kidneys mm-hmm. They're supposed to, and I found out that the chicken's mouth got all infected, and it was gross, and the vet said...
Okay, sis, good for you. Sounds like you finally learned all the right steps for keeping all your pets healthy through proper dental health. That's all for Pet Dental Health Month. Do you know how to keep your pet's mouths clean? I hope so. Tune in next month for Color Therapy Month. Oh, doesn't that sound like fun? Do you know how to use colors for physical, emotional, or mental healing purposes? Nope. Find out how next month. This is Bobby Tucker, tuning out.
Thanks for tuning in and sharing some fun times with us, the Babes in Voiceland. We are Terry, Dana, Diana, Beth, and Erica coming to you live from Voiceland. Where is Voiceland? We're not going to tell right now, so join us again soon.